All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday morning national call. I'll tell you what, things are getting pretty hectic here in Utah, and we have got so many good things going on. I know Alan is going to talk a little bit about our fly-in coming up. Malin's probably going to talk a little bit about that, our fly-in coming up. But it's getting to the point that I get myself pretty juiced and excited overseeing what we got going on, and I can't tell you everything because I'm just not very good at Christmas. You know, it's just the way it is. I tend to give presents way too early. I tend to, leak surprises. I'm not a good secret keeper. So if you say, hey, I've got a secret, whatever you do, don't tell me. I'm not the person to share it with. But, wow, it causes excitement and enthusiasm, and I'm excited this morning. So with that, I guess I'm just going to turn it over to Alan for any announcements. Is that the way you want to go this morning, Malin? Is that how you want to do it, or do you want to chip in anything?
Well, I just want to chip in one thing, is that I know that Steve has an amazing training. I don't know all the parts of it because I get to be first just like you guys. But I know he has an amazing training that he's been pulling out for you guys this morning. And I've been working on a webinar. But I will tell you, there's a buzz in the air. And Alan, you're going to feel it from Alan. You're going to feel it from the other employees in the office. We were all there till 6 o'clock last night on a Friday night, getting things, you know, every day it's just a buzz, getting things ready for this fly-in. And I just want all of you to know, you do not want to miss this. You do not want to say, I'll catch the next one. You do not want to do that. And I know there are people who are rolling quarters and bringing sleeping bags so that they can be at this event, because it really is a launching of a direction that we are so excited about. So I just had to put that out there, Steve, because I'm better than a little kid before their fifth birthday.
Well, I can relate because I was there, so I understand why you feel this way. And I think everyone else is out there going, oh, geez, that doesn't help me. It just gets me fired up, but it gets me fired up to do what? You know, so, hey, we're excited. And Alan, is she right?
Oh, my gosh. We've got so much cool stuff planned. Any one of them would be big, but we've got lots of good stuff planned. It's going to be huge. It is really, really exciting.
Well, good. So tell us what we got to get our T's crossed and our I's dotted before the fly-in comes up, and then we'll get into the training and the webinar that Malin has this morning.
Sounds great. Yeah, as Steve and Malin mentioned, everything at the office is focused on the exciting deliverables for the fly-in, but there's still time to get there. If you haven't registered yet, get registered. We've got a link on the Voice where you can click and get registered. Now remember, the hotel we're aligned with is the Hilton Garden Inn, different hotel than we've been with previously. We've got the address in the Voice, so you can find it there. Great room rate, organized again and contracted for that. So we're set there. Now remember, as we approach end of month, we've got a great incentive for you to enroll new distributors and get them to the fly-in too. When a new distributor enrolls from the 20th, a few days ago, clear through the 7th, a new distributor that enrolls with a $399 pack can get into the fly-in at the discounted price of just $25. The price went up to $50 for regular tickets, as you know. But if someone, a new enrollee, comes in on a $950 pack, they get a free fly-in ticket. If they come in on the $1,500 pack, they've got two free fly-in tickets. So let's finish the month strong with some great enrollments. And the best part of that, as great as the incentive is to get a couple tickets, them being at the fly-in is going to be the best part of all this, because they'll be charged on fire and just have their direction all set to help grow their organization strong. So if you haven't registered for the fly-in, get registered. Enroll new people between now and the fly-in with kits, and they get the incentive to get there too. Now, I can't believe how fast this month has gone, but it is end of the month, a week from yesterday. And, of course, at the office, we will have our end of the month. The office will be open for end of the month business between 10 and 2. So come on in, wrap up the end of the month business. Will call will be open. Now, also, since it's a Friday, we will still have our business opportunity luncheon too. So what we're going to do is in the conference room where we normally have the luncheon, we will have the end of month business set up for you where you can go in there and set up your laptops, do your calls, do everything you need to do, get your will call orders in. And then in the Limitless Theater, we will have the business opportunity luncheon. So it is so exciting when the end of the month and a Friday all on the same day, because you get all that excitement of people qualifying and getting their orders in, and you get the opportunity meeting going on. So let's pack the office this Friday for a great, strong end of month close in your organization. And a reminder, too, with the fly-in, we've got the Brunch on Broadway qualification. So as you're enrolling the new distributors, getting more customers on board, you're getting those Cancun points to help you qualify for the Brunch on Broadway. The qualification is only 10 Cancun points between August and September qualifies you for Brunch on Broadway. And our last one was exciting, but this one is going to be equally exciting. We're going to go to the broadcast of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir Music and the Spoken Word. This is the, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, isn't this the longest running radio broadcast, weekly radio broadcast in the world?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is, a lot of people don't understand how cool this is going to be, because you're absolutely right, Alan. This is going to be exciting because we got some extra things planned to go along with it. You guys are going to be really, everyone will come away from that saying, that is not what I expected. That is better than I thought.
It's a great broadcast. It's such an inspirational event, and it's in the historic Tabernacle right there in downtown Salt Lake City. And then Malin, through some special secret contacts she has arranged for a tour, behind-the-scenes tour of the Tabernacle area where the choir does their backstage. Anyway, it's going to be really exciting to kind of see behind the scenes as they open up the doors on what they do and in that historic building. So you don't want to miss it. It is going to be a real exciting Brunch on Broadway, of course, capped off with the brunch event at Stephen Malin's penthouse home in downtown Salt Lake City. Beautiful, beautiful home, beautiful view. It's just an amazing place to be. So we are so excited for the fly-in Brunch on Broadway. And that's where all our focus is. But of course, we want to recognize our rank advancements from last month. We had some great ladder rung qualifiers that we'd like to mention for just a minute. We'll mention each of you individually. Lloyd Taylor, 5K ladder rung. Lloyd from Tennessee qualified for that rung. Congratulations, Lloyd. Ted Erickson from Colorado, also for the 5,000 ladder rung. And from Canada, Robin Hillary McLaughlin qualified for the 5,000 ladder rung. And from Arizona, 10,000 ladder rung, Mario Sosa. Wow, Mario, congratulations. That is fantastic. And in your downline, Ricardo Cid, 5,000 ladder rung. So congratulations to our ladder rung participants. It's so exciting to see new groups come in and see the growth and see the enthusiasm as they bring new people on board. It's an exciting time, and it's just going to get more exciting in the coming weeks and months. It's great where we're going and where we're headed. Just to draw your attention to some calendar items, too. Monday, now normally we have our conference call on Mondays at noon. We will still have we'll still have an event Monday at noon, but don't call the call line because we will be streaming to limitlessbroadcast.com a special training by Akeisha Jones, our head of distributor support. She is going to broadcast a new back office how-to training video. So go to the broadcast link Monday at noon Mountain Time, and you'll be able to participate in that. And then the next day, Tuesday, we've got our You Even Better broadcast. Maureen, we're so excited to have you on this rebroadcast and be able to hear your great experience, and that'll be also at limitlessbroadcast.com beginning at 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Tuesday evening. So great opportunities in the coming days and weeks to get your prospects in front of this great limitless opportunity and the products, and to get them on board, enrolled, and positioned for a fantastic rest of the fall and continuing on to great success from there. Really, the opportunity, Steve, we were in the office last night till late. It didn't feel like we were there till late because the enthusiasm, the energy, it's just real exciting what we got going on, and I'm just so fortunate. I feel fortunate to be a part of it, Stephen Malin. Thank you. It's exciting.
Well, you're welcome.
You're contagious this morning.
Yeah, what's with you, Alan? So,
it's
Malin?
Exciting. You don't want to miss it, everybody. We have got great, great stuff coming up.
We do, and I'm going to speak just very high level on some of the things there. And even though our ticket price, guys, is now $50, you're going to get more value than just that with the event itself. We've got prizes, and I'll go through a couple of other things, some little teasers. But this, wouldn't you guys agree, this is probably our most exciting fly-in that we've ever had, in
no
my
question.
Opinion.
No question. I said that to you last night.
I said,
wow, people are going to be jazzed.
Yeah, it's really going to be great. And this is the hard part. Steve's always has a hard time not telling people what's going on. He has a hard time not giving Christmas presents early. He has a hard time doing that, and he is doing such a great job of holding it all in. I don't know how he's doing it, but
we'll see what happens on our presidential board of advisor call that we have scheduled on Monday. We'll see how good we can do. And for you guys who have qualified for the PBOA, okay, congrats, and we'll see how you feel after Monday. Anyway.
So, cool. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to introduce our trainer because, you know, we have been having some excellent training on the last several weeks. We've had Pam and Steve Wilson that talked a few weeks back. We've had Liz. We've had Sandy Burgess. We've had Cindy Maddox, and they are all great. And I may be biased, and I love every one of those individuals. But, you know, a person who started out as my mentor in the industry, actually, and who I then fell in love with is our fearless leader, Steve Campbell. And he has been working on a training this morning. And the thing I like about Steve is he's very principle-based in what he does, but he always likes to teach those principles through story and through things that will make you always walk away feeling better after being around him than before you were around him. And whether it's for a luncheon or a fly-in or just a pass-by, that's how he always makes you feel. And I actually feel it even in his voice when he's on these calls on Saturday mornings. There's just something about his voice and who he is that makes you feel like you've come home. And so I'm just excited to hear him train, and I think everybody just, you know, take a deep seat, get a pen and pad, because whatever you're about to hear is going to be amazing. So with that, Steve, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Wow, you know, I'm not even sure I want to do a training now. I'm scared. No. But thanks very much, sweetie. I sure appreciate that. And guys, I just want to make a comment here before we begin a little bit about, you know, this fly-in coming up. 2 weeks from today, we'll be at the fly-in. And I think what's happening is as we keep growing as a company and as we keep taking these steps forward, we just add a little bit more enthusiasm and everything. And I know these fly-ins, you know, since we went quarterly, I kind of feel like my cup, it gets drained, you know, that I drink out of. It gets drained and I don't see you guys. And then the thought process as it gets closer and closer and closer, I know it sounds a little corny, but it feels like my cup's getting filled up and I'm getting all excited again to be able to see you guys. And I know that's the way Malin feels. I know that's the way everybody feels. And so I just wanted to mention that. Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, I got thinking about this, you know, habits. I got thinking about habits and how we get into habits and how certain, you know, all of us seem to have some kind of habit or ritual. I know I have certain habits that I do every single day. And I know you guys probably have habits that you do every single day. And we all have them. So I wanted to take a second and reflect on something that I do every day and how I think it relates to the business. And that has to do, and it sounds kind of silly maybe, but I think you'll get where I'm going with this in a minute. But I like playing a game of chess. And a lot of I've loved playing chess our whole life, and I have on our dining room table in our home, I have a computer chess set. It's not a computer. It looks like a board, a physical chessboard with physical pieces that you can move up and down on the chessboard, but it has a computer in it. And part of what my daily ritual is, my daily habit is I sit down every single morning, and I don't know if it clears my head or I just take a deep breath and I play a game of chess. Now, the thing about this computer in this chessboard is you can set the degree of difficulty that you want on the board. So you can set it at the highest level on the board, which is called the grandmaster level, and you can go all the way down to the very beginner level, depending on if you're just learning how to play or if you've played for a while. And because I'm an experienced chess player, of many years, and you notice when I didn't say how many years, because, kind of dates me a little bit, but I've got it set at the most difficult level. As a result of setting the chess set at the most difficult level, the chess set beats me 6 to 7 times out of every 10 times that I play it. And, and I sit down and it beats me, and it beats me, and it beats me, and it beats me over and over again. So the obvious question is, and I know Malin wonders sometimes, why do I do that to myself? We've all heard the phrase before that the definition of insanity is simply doing the same thing over and over again and not getting and having the same results. That's insanity, right? Malin's mentioned many times on trainings before about Malcolm Gladwell's book Outliers, where he talks a little bit about that if you do something for 10,000 hours, you can become good or even an expert. And so I asked myself, why do I continually subject myself to getting beat in chess? And I've done this not for days or weeks or months, but I've truthfully done this every single day of my life. I love to sit down and play a game of chess. And Malin knows that. She knows that's part of my kind of daily ritual to get going. I was playing chess one day, and I was thinking, man, there are a lot of parallels to what I've had to go through to become a decent chess player and what I've had to go through to become a decent network marketer. And I wanted to share with you some of these parallels. And as I was thinking about them, it's something every one of you guys should look at and do a little bit of self-evaluation. Number one, why do I do it? I do it because I love it. I absolutely love it. Despite how difficult it is and how often this thing just kind of kicks my butt, I love it. I was thinking of Paul Israelson the other day, when I was watching the rebroadcast of him talking about his biking. And you know what? I know for a fact, as grueling as that can be and as hard as that is, if you took that habit out of his life where he goes for that bike ride every day, his life wouldn't feel right. It just wouldn't feel right to him because it's something that he loves and he enjoys. And I was thinking about how often the chess game kicks my butt, and I was thinking in networking how often I feel like the business really kicks my butt and has me, excuse me for saying that, and it has me reevaluating, why do I do this to myself every day? And, all of us, I remember when I was naive and new in networking, and I was so excited about every potential prospect, it was ridiculous. Because, you find out that people tend to be or many times aren't what they claim they are. But it takes you a little while to do that because, you know, I come from the world where I always believed everybody. I was pretty naive, and I can honestly say I don't believe everybody today. And that's not a pessimistic thing. It's just it was a process that you go through where you learn certain things. I remember I had a guy in Washington, D.C., that promised me that he was going to turn the world upside down and join the business that I was in. But he said I had to come out to Washington, D.C. I had to come out that week that I got him involved. He and his son were going to pack a room. They were going to have over 600, 700 people in this room. I remember the Ramada Inn. They had the special conference room off the Ramada Inn that they could seat 600, 700 people. And so I bought a last-minute ticket. I remember it cost me $1,200. I flew all the way out to Washington, D.C. I got a cab. I went out to the Ramada Inn, and I went and I checked out the room. And sure enough, the room had 600, 700 chairs in it, had a screen in the front. It was empty. And I'm going, okay, this is awesome. The meeting's going to be at 7 o'clock. And I remember I went down there about 6:30, 6:45. The father and son came, you know, and, you know, I was talking to him, and I said, okay, this is great. He goes, yeah. Yeah, this is awesome. I put flyers on everybody's car windows. I, you know, called everybody I know. This place is going to be packed. Well, sure enough, you guys can all see this coming. 7 o'clock came. Nobody showed up. 7:15. Nobody was there. The father said to his son, hey, let's go out and see if we can find somebody in the parking lot. I lie not. When that father and son walked out into that parking lot, I never saw them again. My whole life, I never saw these guys again. And I remember standing in this room, this empty room, and all of us have been there. All the leaders who are on the phone are going, oh, yeah, I remember. I've had one of those experiences. I remember standing in the room looking at all the empty chairs, and I was at the front of the room, and I saw a guy walk in the back. He goes, hey, is this where the meeting is? I said, yeah. It was about 7:15-ish. He looked around the room. He saw the room was empty. He said, no, I don't think this is where the meeting is. And he left. And I remember I stood there, and I couldn't get to the back of the room fast enough because he was way at the back, and I was way at the front. And, you know, by the time I got to the back of the room, he was gone. And I remember standing there all alone in the parking lot going, what just happened? And it was a lesson I learned. But did I quit the business? No. I flew home and said, what the heck, you know? And so here's what happens, though. Number one, you have to love the business. And every now and then, even though my chess computer really, really kicks me around and I feel really beaten up, occasionally I'll win the game. And here's what happens when I win the game. I get pumped. I get excited. And I don't care if I lost 40 games in a row. When I won that game, all of a sudden that enthusiasm kicks in, and I find I want to play the game immediately again because I just won. And even though I know what's probably coming, that excitement and that enthusiasm kind of kicks in. And I mean, it doesn't matter. I find myself sometimes talking to this inanimate object while I'm playing it. Sometimes I you know, I'll make a move and I'll go, yeah, take that. Okay. You know, or I'll be sitting there and go, oh, I'll find myself talking out loud. Oh, I didn't see that coming. You know, or blind men shouldn't play this game. Malin's heard me say these things. Blind men shouldn't play this game. Or the better part of valor is retreat, you know. I have to get out. You know, so you have all these things that happen to you. And you know what? I find myself sometimes I'll hang up a phone when I'm doing calls, when I'm calling people and I'm asking them questions. I'll hang up the phone and go, man, what was I thinking calling that person, right? Or you know, I'll hang up the phone and go, geez, I wasn't expecting that. But what happens when I get that person and goes, you know, Steve, it's so funny you happen to call me right now because I was just thinking about that. And the fact that I may have had 30 or 40 people tell me no or weren't interested or didn't have the time or whatever, when you get that person who gets excited and comes on, then enthusiasm kicks in. And when you win, even ever so little, I find it keeps me going in the game. So number two is enthusiasm. You got to have some enthusiasm if you're going to play in the game. Number three, you got to put in the time. You know, when I, you know, played chess all those years, and when I got this chess set that I've had for many, many years, you know, when I started to play it, this, when I set it at the grandmaster level, it had beat me like 10 out of 10 times. And I'd say, man, I can't be that bad. I've put in the time. I cannot be that I can't be that bad. But guess what? Over time, ever so slowly, when you put in the time, you learn to get better. And you can win more often. And you can win to the point that I say when I'm watching the chess moves, I can say, wait a minute, I recognize that move in my brain. And it's very similar to network marketing. Wait a minute, I've heard that objection. I know what to do because I've been here before, because I've seen that. And in my brain, I go, wait a minute, I got this. I can see ahead. You know, people always talk about in chess, you can see three or four moves ahead. There's a new chess movie coming out this week that's supposed to be great about a girl in Africa that raised her family out of poverty because she learned how to be a great chess player. But, you know, as you look at the board, you tend to be able to look ahead and you tend to say, wait a minute, I've been here before. I know what happens in this kind of situation. And the same thing is true when you put in the time in network marketing. You'll stay there and you'll go, wait a minute, I know when somebody says to me, you know, I haven't got time to do this business. I know how to respond. I know what to say when somebody says, hey, you know, I'm not a salesperson. I know what to say is when they say, are these products any good? And I'll be trained. And one of the great things about the fly-in guys is you're going to get trained like you've never been trained in our limitless business before. So for those of you that have already registered and bought tickets, and it's phenomenal, the response we've had, you guys are going to have a lot of fun when you're here. And you'll be able to go home feeling more excited. So you got to put in the time. What happens if you don't put in the time? What happens if you don't do your homework? What happens if you get rejected on that first call and you go, yeah, I knew it. This isn't for me. No, you can't play in the game. So you need to always, always, always put in the time, or as it says in Gladwell's book, you know, if you want to become an expert, you got to spend at least 10,000 hours doing that, and that's important. Number one, again, you got to learn to love the game. Number two, you got to be enthusiastic. Think about this logically. Think about your leaders. Think about all the people you know in the network marketing arena who are successful, and ask yourself the question, do they appear to love what they do? Yes, they all do. Number two, do they appear to be enthusiastic? Yes, they all do. And enthusiasm, keep in mind, is the fuel and the food of your business. Because if you don't have enthusiasm in your business, you're going to die. You're simply going to shrivel up and die. And I was thinking about, my life and having enthusiasm. Listen, I didn't have any money when I came to go to university. And I got a job, I've told a lot of you guys, doing some crazy things. But one of the jobs I had to put myself through school was I sold dehydrated food door to door. Now, that may sound kind of funny, but in Utah, a lot of people in Utah believe in having some food storage for an emergency, and it just made sense to have food for an emergency. And I had a friend of mine who said, Steve, you can go to work for a company called Permapack Foods, and you can sell dehydrated food door to door. Now, the process for that was I had to go home, and I had to make a raspberry crisp. Okay, now, guys, you just got to understand, I'd make these raspberry crisps, and they tasted delicious. But I'd put them in thermoses. I'd cook up some peas, put them in another thermos. You know, I had things that people could taste, and I'd go door to door. And I want you for a second to imagine opening your door and having somebody say to you, hi, my name's Steve Campbell, and I'm here to talk to you about some dehydrated food and a food storage plan for your family. And I happen to have this raspberry crisp here that I'd like for you to taste. Can you even imagine how hard that kind of business is? I don't think any of you can even imagine on your best day me walking door to door as a young college student carrying a typewriter case because I didn't have a briefcase, and I put some thermoses of dehydrated raspberries and peas in a bag, and I can't believe if you knock on enough doors, somebody will feel sorry for you and say, oh, my gosh, come on. Oh, yeah, I'll try that raspberry crisp. And, you know, it's amazing. So when somebody says to me, hey, you know, this business is too hard in networking, I go, just so I'll know what part's hard. You know, I actually have to call somebody, and it's just too hard. I'm going, oh, my gosh, you have no idea what hard is. When I get done on every three-way call I've ever done in network marketing, you know, in Limitless, I always end with, if not Limitless, then what? When I think of the alternative to network marketing, that is hard in my mind. So, you know, I love what I do. I'm enthusiastic about it. People can feel the fuel from doing it. I'm willing to put in the hours. And last but not least, you need to stay positive. When things don't go right and something kicks you around, you can't beat yourself up and you can't beat anyone else up if it's not working. So many times I get around people I tend to not want to be around sometimes, you know? And I try to always stay around positive people, which is why I love the fly-ins. I love being with you guys because there's a certain energy that comes. There's a certain positive energy that comes from being around you guys. And so you need to stay positive. You need to protect yourself. You need to, you know, put saran wrap over yourself and protect yourself in a positive way. And you need to be like Wonder Woman when those bullets came in and she had those bracelets and she was able to throw them off and reflect those bullets. Any of those negative things that come your way, you need to always love what you do. And you need to stay positive in the business from that standpoint. So I just want to close with this thought. There are those people in life who simply travel, and then there are those people in life who are traveling somewhere. The question is, which one are you? And if you want to travel in our business, then learn to love the business you're in. Learn to be enthusiastic about it. Learn that you have to put the time in, and learn that you have to stay positive. And if you'll follow those four things, you'll find that your business will take off with or without you. It can't help it, and you will win big. And come to the fly-in, and we will try to give you all the other tools that you'll need to make it as easy as possible for you to go out and win. So with that, Malin, I'm just going to turn it over to you to do your webinar.
Well, wow. Now you want to talk about a hard thing to follow, but that was so great. And you know, those of you who know about Steve and his enthusiasm, and maybe even one or two of you have seen in like a PBOA meeting his little dance that he'll do when he's excited. I've seen the dance when he wins his chess game. And it is exciting to put yourself in a place where you can appreciate the win. And we can all appreciate the win that we have here, and it's all coming together so nicely for the fly-in. So, Steve, that was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sweetie.
I'm going to let you tell them how to get on the webinar, and I'm going to go get it ready.
Yeah, you betcha. And so one of the things you guys need to realize is if you're on our texting system, it will tell you what you need to do, and it will send a text out to you. And so you simply go to joinwebinar.com, www.joinwebinar.com. And when you go there, it will ask you for a couple of things. It will ask you for your name, your email address, and it'll ask you for a webinar ID number. That webinar ID number is 116-209-227, 116-209-227. So go ahead and plug that in, and Malin will have, as a result, a really good webinar training today. And I'm just waiting for her to come back. So, and I'm clicking in myself. So, and thank you very much, Carol.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Okay, we're back.
All right. And I am up and running. So if anyone can let me know that I think I've got my phone. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ray. Ray Challich from Las Vegas, the man who's lost, what is it, over 65 pounds. Thank
yeah,
you, Ray.
That picture, by the way,
it.
Last time we were down in Las Vegas, Ray was unreal.
So I know.
Great.
The before and after. It's awesome. Well, welcome to the webinar, guys. And if you haven't felt it yet on our call that we had prior to this webinar, it's time to fire up, and we're going to kind of focus on firing up to the fly-in. I want to read this quote to you. I have a couple of really fun quotes in this webinar today. It says, if you're going to change your game, you must first make the commitment to do it and then recommit to it every day. And that kind of falls in line with what Steve trained on the call earlier. Own it. Otherwise, you'll just simply be part of other people's games. And haven't most of us already danced to others' tunes for too long? I just love that quote because that's really what we're all about at Limitless Worldwide. I do a training. It's called High Noon, and it's when, you know, when you're at High Noon, it really means that you're kind of doing this. It means that you're ready. It means that you're, whatever's happening in your life is finally more overwhelming than you want to take anymore, or that you really see a light at the end of the tunnel and you're going to go take that leap. And it really ultimately ends up being all about desire. And I love Jim Rohn, of course. Steve and I refer to him often. May he rest in peace. A great, great trainer. Many of us have come through the ropes of his training. It says, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. And it's really true. Sometimes we can sit on the couch and desire things to happen, but if you don't have that sense of urgency that gets you off the couch or gets you across the finish line or gets you out of your comfort zone to do those things that when you are loving the game and having that enthusiasm, to do those things that it takes to make it happen. So desire really needs urgency. You need both in order to really make a change in your game. I love this other quote. It says, cravings are what drive habits. And figuring out how to spark a craving makes creating a new habit easier. And it's kind of funny that both Steve and I talked about habits this morning in our training, separate from knowing what each other we're going to do. But it does. And so my question is, guys, what do you crave? What do you really crave? And how can you make yourself spark into that kind of craving? You've got to fire up, and we're here to help you. We're so excited about what we have coming. You know, firing up, it's like striking a match. And you can strike a match, and once that initial starter that's on the end, that tip of chemical that's on the end of the matchstick, now you're burning by yourself, all by yourself. And if you don't really get fired up and be a part of a team and be a part of what we're doing at the fly-ins and the company, then your match can go out. How many of you have struck a match? And it seems like as soon as the starter fuel gets through, the match goes out, and you're just left with a bunch of smoke and mirrors. How many of you have done that in this industry where you've gone to a company and you've only to find out that once you get past that starter kit or past those fast start bonuses or past, you know, whatever it may be, that initial enthusiasm, that the company's really made of smoke and mirrors? And we're here to tell you we're not made of smoke and mirrors. And so what you need to do is you need to strike that match, and while that starter fuel is burning, you need to turn that match upside down so that it burns uphill, right? That's when a true fire can get started, is when it has fuel that it can be gobbling up while it's burning uphill. So the question is, you know, how do you get that? Or more importantly, how do you get this? How do you get, like, you're a matchbook? Have you ever lit one match in a matchbook and watched the whole book of matches start on fire? It's an amazing sight to see, and that's what you want. You need to start with that small team of people that are all going to be on the same page that you are on, everybody doing the same thing, everybody knowing what to say, what to train, how to show people, how to invite a new person, even if they're cross-lined to you. How do you get everybody on fire all at the same time? More importantly, how do you turn that into a bonfire? How do you turn something in that the heat is so magnificent that no one can walk by without feeling that heat? That's what we're after. How do you get this? You know, this is, we've heard many trainings before, and Steve has said this before, when you are looking at a room of people that are in a meeting, and you can look around and see how many of those people are in your organization, how many of those people are people that you've personally sponsored, how much of that magnetic energy in a room is coming from your efforts. And I loved this picture because when I found it, if you look in the very background there, that's a Ferris wheel, but it looks to me like it's the limitless wheel. And this is really all about having that limitless fired up group. How do you get this, guys? You know, we're going to talk about something at the Flying about becoming an executive factory because it's all about being an executive. You know, you start out, you're going to get started in the business, and you're going to buy your enrollment pack. And inside of those enrollment packs, whichever pack you choose is included our new pre-assembled sample packs, 2 Thrive Mix, 2 Skinny Sticks, with a beautiful brochure about those 2 products, all packaged in a nice brown box that you can share with other individuals. So that's going to be, and you're going to get at least 30 to 90 samples when you get started in the business. We now have those samples for those of you who have already got your starters. You know, you may be an oldie moldie. You may have been here since day one. We now have those pre-assembled samples that you can purchase at a great introductory price. So becoming an executive factory starts with sampling. We have been working on our platform for Max. We've been upgrading it, testing it, making it available. It's more user-friendly like almost any app that you're used to in the App Store. And we're going to be showing and highlighting that new upgraded version of the app at our fly-in. But it's all about sampling and using Max to help them with reminders to take those products. And while they're taking those products, great videos to show testimonials of people who have used them and science behind those products and what to expect when they personally are taking those products. Because if you sample properly, you will enroll customers and distributors. And the more customers and distributors you enroll, the more you can build your business. But more importantly, the more customers that you enroll, then between you and your customers, you can become what we call an executive, or we refer to that as being a brick. And that's a little picture of a slide that comes out of some trainings that we've done on how to become an executive in our business, which is fulfilling your first 50 PV personally, and then between you and your customers, fulfilling your next 300 in your portal PV. If you don't know about that, we'll train you. But at the end of the day, you want to become an executive, or what we call a brick. And then what you want to do is you want to start duplicating that process and build more bricks. Because when you're going to climb the ladder and build your limitless house, you want to build that house based on a lot of bricks. People who are here to stay because they've got customers consuming products and teaching other people how to do the same. You want to become an executive factory. And we're going to show you all kinds of things and give you all the support and the trainings on every step of the way in a duplication model to do that. Building executives is what will turn your business into a bonfire, because as you build other executives, as soon as you have built your first 3 executives, then you become an X3. And so, you know, but you want to keep building personal executives, because at the end of the day, guys, if you continue to build executives, then they will build other executives, and X3s will happen. Every time someone has three personally enrolled executives, they become an X3. And as you do that, you start building that bonfire. And as you start duplicating X3 legs, you start participating in the back end of our plan. And then we always, Steve and I always like to say, you want to secure a leg. So anytime you have an X3 anywhere in one of your legs, you have an X3 leg. But when you can start duplicating three X3s deep in a leg, this is just Steve and I's opinion, that you now have a truly solid leg. Because if something happens, you've got solid X3s three deep into your leg. And that leg, I don't know of any X3 leg that's been three X3s deep that something has happened to that leg or that it's gone away. And so you want to stoke that fire. Eventually you'll want seven X3 legs that are three X3s deep. But that's down the road when you're fulfilling our duplication model. So again, how do you get this? How do you get that enthusiasm? How do you get a group of people on your team that are absolutely on fire? Well, right this minute, right today, close out big. Close out your month end. Akeisha's going to do, she's done a great, great video and a video broadcast that you're going to see on Monday during our Monday training call. She'll put that video also available in the back office, but you don't want to miss it on Monday because you need every bit of the rest of the week to close out on what she's going to train you on. While you're closing out the month, guess what you're going to focus on? Climbing the ladder. We made announcements of people who hit rungs on the ladder. It's the easiest way to learn our compensation plan. Is just go focus on volume and climb the ladder. Enroll customers. You know, we always do a month-end special. This month isn't any different, and it gives you a reason to call your customers back and get them to buy more or to call people you've been talking to and get them to enroll as customers. Every customer you add makes you an executive month in, month out, month in, month out for your own brick status. Enroll those distributors that are sitting on the fence, especially now, because those who enroll with an enrollment pack get fly-in ticket benefits. They either get the early bird price if they came on a $3.99, or they can get one or two tickets free to come to the fly-in as they are now just barely getting started in enrolling. Earn those points for Cancun. Figure out what you've got. You may be just really close to getting another point or another 3 points. Earn those points for Cancun and earn those points for brunch on Broadway. Guys, we always try to give you the long-term, you know, plan or the benefit that you're looking for, which is Cancun. But we always do short-term ones that you can double dip on. While you're earning points for Cancun, some of those points you've earned for August and September are also going to qualify you to come to brunch on Broadway. And it is not too late to do that. And if you're brand new, you get double points in your first 30 days. So go figure that out. If you have questions, call Distributor Services. They are so excited to be able to help you understand how to earn those points. Our brunch on Broadway is going to be amazing. You're going to be able to do something very few people get to do. And that's the whole point of our limitless experiences, is to give you an opportunity to do things that most people don't get to do. So don't miss brunch on Broadway. So what do you crave? Do you crave this? Are you craving being on your own dance? Are you craving that enthusiasm and desire? Do you crave building something like this to live limitless? Then you need to be at this limitless fly-in. I know that we've had a history of fly-ins. We were doing them once a month. Now we're only doing them once a quarter. And this is going to be an exceptional fly-in. In my opinion, the most exciting fly-in we've ever done. You're going to see training like you've never seen before. You're going to be able to have training on how to do the business yourself and how to show other people how to do the business with everyone being on the same page. We have new scientists, not one, multiple new scientists that are going to give you training and information on the science behind products that we have. We have a holiday catalog that we're going to be unveiling. I know I'm doing some links here, Alan. I promise I won't do too much. Steve, you can't say any more than I do. But we have a holiday catalog. Does that mean products that you've never seen before? Does that mean tastings you haven't tasted before? Does that mean fly-in specials for those who actually have their butts in the seats at the fly-in? maybe you better come and see. We'll have the ultimate duplication model that you are going to find out. We're going to call it Don't Miss Anything. We have put together a model that if you will do this and teach this to your downline, you won't miss out on anything. It will hit the sweet spot of everything we have available to you and to your brand new people getting started in the business. We're going to do recognition. We're going to have food, prizes, and lots of fun. So you do not want to miss this. If you crave having a big explosion in your business, we're in the best building times of the year, the fall. School's back in. Holidays are coming. You're going to have holiday things to share. It's going to be a great, great time. In fact, last Thursday, with our Limitless Voice, we did the math. And starting on Thursday, it's 100 days left until January 1st. 100 days of holidays. We've got Halloween coming, Thanksgiving coming, the holiday season, and New Year's resolutions have never been better than to back them up to right now and take advantage of the best building time. You know, I'm a big, huge, huge fan of Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. And I love when she clicked her heels and she said, there's no place like home, and the magic brought her home. And we feel like we're building a home for everybody here at Limitless Worldwide. But here's the interesting part. You've always had the power. She always had the power. All she had to do was click her heels 3 times, and she had the power to get back home. Can you imagine the thoughts in her brain and the look on her face? What? I've always had the power? I've always had the power? I went through the poppies and the monkeys and the witches, and I did all that stuff, and I always had the power? What? You've always had the power. You have the power right now, guys. So get fired up. Take advantage every minute of every day to be enthusiastic, to love the game, to get things going and get fired up. No limits, no regrets. Don't miss out on this fly-in. Don't wait around for the next one. Get everybody you can to come, because we are limitless. I'm limitless. It's the possibilities are limitless. So with that, Steve, I'll turn it back to you to close it out.
Thank you very much, sweetie. I appreciate that. And that was great training today. And I'm sorry earlier, I always keep it on mute. So if I cough or something, I don't interrupt your webinar. So, but that was a good training. And that slide of Dorothy's eyes. And, you know, one of the things in our house that we have is a 1939 framed sheet music from The Wizard of Oz. Of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, autographed. Yeah, there you go, right there, autographed by Judy. And so, you know, that, and those that are coming to brunch on Broadway can see that hanging in our house, so that's kind of a cool thing to have, you know, from that standpoint. So, guys, what more can we say? We're coming up on end of the month. Close out the end of the month. Have a great end of the month. And finish strong. And for those of you that might have been sitting on the fence, you really need to come. You really need to come, and it'll be worth it and worth your time and energy and effort. And if you want your groups to explode, that's what you need to do. Just bring them here. That's how we build our business, is through events. I think Sandy did a training on that a couple of weeks ago. So with that, let's take it off mute, Melinda, and find out where everyone's calling in from.
All right.